You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Great, great, great guest, Jacob Vandenplas, Door County Farm for Vets. Should have got this one from Patty here. Just an idea, but Jake might have some great ideas to help the Howard neighborhood with all the deer issues. Maybe get one of those dogs. Or maybe Milton. No, maybe you could trade Milton to do that.
I think Jake was onto something. I never really heard of
guard kind of dog.
Dogs for wolves, because that would be pretty intimidating.
A dog that would take off on a wolf.
Pack.
Yeah.
Said, that's just one. They'll take on the pack.
Unbelievable.
And what were they? Great Pyrenees?
Pyrenees.
Yeah. I've seen those before. They are big.
135 pounds. Yeah. I wonder if...
But to not have that natural chromosomal fear of a wolf.
It's not a chromosomal fear.
It's a chromosomal fear, Jim.
Let's get to our
guests. Which one of us worked for the National Wildlife Association, and which one did not? Think about that.
Thank you. And why isn't that person still working there?
So, yeah, because they got eaten by a wolf.
Got chromosomal fears.
Gail and Kim Knorr, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin. How you guys doing? It's great
doing
to
really
see
you. Thanks for having us on.
Wow. Yeah, you have been working hard.
We have been.
And the last... I'm going to say 2 years, year and a half for sure.
It's actually been 2.5 years that we've been
here. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And tell our listeners about the project that you're working on. I think everybody's pretty familiar with it.
Project in progress.
Yeah, project in progress. Yeah, we're going to be building a village, basically a community for veterans of tiny homes and a community center out in Northeast Green Bay. And our main focus is to get the veterans back on their feet, get them back in the community, get the community engaged with the veterans. So it's kind of like a two-way street. I think it's gonna benefit both the veterans and the community. I really do.
Absolutely, no question about it. Having been involved in this line of work for several years, I know the impact it has on some of these people. And I'm not joking about this. I'm not making light of this. I wouldn't throw this out there. I know it has saved some people, possibly saved their lives, saved them from once you get into a bad spot, it's a spiral. And Jim, you know this. You deal with those people all the time. But it's, you know, it's kind of like that one song. I love the singer Jelly Roll. And he talks when he went to rehab.
Absolutely.
And the one guy that turned him around, he said, hey, and he said, oh, man, I feel embarrassed for you. And he goes, nobody walks through the door on a winning streak. Mm-hmm. And I love that song. And that's the same thing a lot of times with veterans and people that kind of lose their housing, get divorced, somebody dies, yada, yada. It's a spiral until somebody says, hey, I got a safety net for you. And that's what these veteran-type villages do for guys and women. And that's the thing I want to make sure I get across. Women have post-traumatic stress too.
Absolutely.
Right, Gail?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the VA says that homelessness and housing instability greatly increase the risk for suicide among veterans.
Exactly.
It's proven.
And that's great, right? It's not altruistic. It's just, it's a great goal. However, John's got a lot of experience with that. I got a little bit more experience on the development side. Not always the easiest thing to do.
No, it's not. We've had hurdle after hurdle.
Right.
But,
I disagree. I think it's a piece of cake. Yeah.
But you just go see the mayor and boom, it's done.
When do we start painting the walls?
But every time we do have a setback or a hurdle, we get more support. This community is just phenomenal the way they gather around us. And it's given us more opportunity to make partnerships with, like, Jake. You know, he's going to come down and teach our veterans how to grow and how to use that nutrition.
Isn't that awesome?
It is.
Yeah, we're going to have some gardens.
Phenomenal.
And, you know, and then like, I think you're going to have Joe on today.
Yes.
Joe.
So just being able to get those veterans in front of those resources, mm-hmm. you know, so many people walking alongside of them, I think is going to be the key to our success.
I got to tell you, when we did that, we had a group, I think Jake might have been involved with it. Oh, no, Cody. Cody Kreplin. He was involved with it. And where they built these beautiful, you know, above ground planter, I mean, they're good size. And then we had Cody, and then they brought in some great soil. Well, these same veterans that would sit out there just in a lawn chair, a little whatever, with nothing to do so many times, all of a sudden they had a garden. They were out there, and I'll tell you what, when it was harvest time, you want to talk about some proud people bringing in their vegetables, bringing in their tomatoes, bringing in their whatever. That was huge for them.
Then there's a lot of study that growing a garden is good. I mean, it's the earth, it's growing things, it's being, you know, feeling of value because you're doing something. So I think
and
that,
you see an accomplishment.
Yes. I don't have to talk about the struggles, but I'm glad you said there's support because I know there is. Where are you at now with your project?
Well, right now, the county's asking that we do a ground penetrating radar survey on the property. Our footprint is basically over the old poor farm that used to be back in the 1930s. So that's where the barns were. And
there really were poor farms. I remember my grandma talking about, yeah, you don't go to work. You go to the poor farm.
Absolutely.
And it's like, what's a poor farm, Grandma?
What was it? What is a poor farm?
Yeah. People that were destitute, they would have actually a dairy farm and a beef farm out there. And they also had some apple orchards.
Really? So they would live there and work there, right? Yes, so it's like a working homeless shelter, huh?
Correct. So at that time,
why would you have to do a land radar thing?
Well, there were a few bodies that were buried south of us from that poor farm.
That Potter's thing?
Well, that's related, but that's over more towards Curie Lane.
But that's been done already, right?
Correct.
Okay,
This is similar to that.
Okay. So did they do that before, like, that whole area was developed? Did anybody do that then? Because, like, could houses possibly be sitting on somebody's grave?
Just as much as they could be on our property.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Are they doing anything about that?
I would, if I had control of it, yes, yeah. They would.
Okay.
Yes, they would. Yep. But so we're very confident. The state is very confident.
So it's okay for them to be living above possibly dead bodies.
Yeah. Okay. That's the way
I just want to make that clear. All right.
Yeah.
That's the way I read it.
All right. And how is it being funded? Did I read that?
There was a proposal that the county was going to pay for it, but we pulled back on that a little bit just to get it done. We didn't want to go through that whole the channel of government to get this done. We contacted an archaeologist, and he is a specialist in this field. He actually was going to have it done, but he got pulled off on a couple criminal cases that he had to go identify body. So the guy knows what he's doing. That's right. What we want. We want, when we do this, we want to be able to say, hey, this, we're 100% sure there's nothing here.
Okay.
So that's what we're going through that process.
And
he does an on-site survey with the machinery, and then he goes back and does a study on it, and then he makes a report on it.
And that'll be completed. No one's more anxious to put a stake in the ground than you two, but I think the community is kind of waiting as well. And you're doing everything right, but it's taking longer than I think you thought.
It's taking a lot longer than we thought. It's super stressful just to get through this, but our vision is becoming clearer. Our mission is becoming clearer. We're meeting more veterans that kind of sculpture that mission. You know, what we really need to be doing to help these people. And I think God has a way of bringing it together and on his own timeline.
Because the rest is pretty much, you're ready to rock, right?
We got so many donations and, you know, product donated and just everything.
And some of your sponsorships for some of the buildings and the different rooms and everything, right?
Yep.
And we're getting we have the homes pretty well docked down. We're finalizing the blueprints on the community center. So that has to be on a commercial grade. So that's okay. A little bit more involved, but wow. We're getting all that going.
It's awesome, that part.
So given this test is done in, I don't know, 6 weeks, is that fair to say? Is that the last hurdle?
I sure hope so.
Who knows?
Who knows? You're right.
Yeah. But we just keep on keeping on. The logistics makes it more difficult. You know, every time we have this, because I try to line up our schedule, and then we get bumped. You know, and it's hard on the contractors.
I'll bet.
But we'll keep on pursuing.
I'm glad to hear you say that the community is behind you. In terms of Gail, the fundraising, and I know a little bit about that. Is it? Fundraising is not easy, but some projects are a little bit easier than others, or maybe not as difficult as others.
Yeah, our board is tremendous. They're helping us with all kinds of connections. So we just got several large donations. I don't know if we should mention them. $100,000 from Schneider, $250,000 from the Packers, Resch Center.
Isn't that nice?
$700,000.
Yeah. No, it's been, the support has been phenomenal. So that's what we kind of rolled back on. Even with these setbacks, we get, we have a good board to rely on, and all of our like Gail said, our suppliers and our contractors are right there with us. So I think once we're ready to rock, we'll hit it pretty good.
And you got to feel good. You do have media coverage on this. I mean, sometimes it's not as positive as you would like it to be, but I don't think there are a lot of people in this community who don't know you're working on this.
That's awesome. There are some setbacks to that, or some bad things to that,
right,
because you're under a microscope a lot of times when, you know, for timelines and that type of thing.
There's some people that believe all press is good press, but I'm not one of them. But it's an awareness thing, right?
Absolutely.
So I think that's good for you. Yeah. And in terms of the residents, the tenants, what's the qualifying measure? Do you have a committee or do you approve that? How does that work? What does it take to
get vetted?
Yep.
Yeah, they're vetted.
You have to.
Yep.
You have to.
Yep. The biggest thing is we want the veterans that are going to want to work on themselves a little bit. You know, we're going to be pouring a ton of resources into each and every one of them. So we want somebody that's really going to be engaged with the programming and want to better themselves.
And you know what people don't realize, like with our village, it's like these aren't, you know, all indigent type people or anything like that. These are people that have really good jobs at times, or they're going to a place, you know, they're responsible people. It's not like, would you say sometimes a flop house type of thing, yeah, of, you know, some of those places. And I mean, you guys are really structured with this. It's not just open the doors, whoever wants to come and flop. That's not the way it is. Because I know there were some small homes when I first started. They kind of got that way. And I know of one, I forget where it was. It wasn't even in Wisconsin, where the drug problems were so bad, they had to shut it down.
Yeah, it's important to keep an eye on it.
Absolutely.
And that got too much ink. But then people, they're all like that. Well, no, they're not. But
exactly.
It's like all homeless.
Exactly. But it was one of the first ones. No, that's the problem.
Or all homeless shelters are just drug infested, alcohol. They're not. But structure, accountability, and it sounds like that's your framework.
Yeah. Yep. And that's one thing that's important to have a strong board like we do. We discuss that all the time as far as the vetting process, as far as the programming, as far as what type of financial aid we're going to help them with. So that we rely on our board for quite a bit, because you get so many different opinions that it just helps to kind of firm up that whole mission again.
It's awesome.
A lot of free advice out there, but their heart's in the right spot. I will tell you, I think the reason your fundraising is going better than you thought, or as good as you thought, is because of the accountability and structure. People like that, and we have that where I work, and it's really helped us.
You don't want to throw. I don't care how much money somebody has,
right?
And I've dealt with people, and you've dealt with people who have more money than their great-great-great-grandkids will ever spend.
But generational
wealth.
But
I'll tell you what. They're not putting that money towards something they're not 1,000% certain of.
That's right.
Is going to use the right way.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
I would see that.
All right. We got to set our quick break. We'll be back with more. Gail and Kim Knorr, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin. Back right after this.
A ladies' man, well, he's been called and kept the girls' names wrote on the trucker's log. My truck driving buddy worth living the heck out of me. We were making a run through Tennessee. I realized he wasn't following me. Turned around, went back to see what was wrong.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is time to break into spring and your chance to win with Mino and the mayor in the statewide contest. Let's check in with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, absolutely. Happy Trucker Thursday to you. It is our break into spring text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry, every time you enter, you go into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo Mattress Company. It is a fantastic place. Every bed I've ever owned is from Verlo. It includes a mattress, sheets, and more, like we talked the other day, unbelievably fluffy towels with Carnival Cruise Line embroidered on them.
I just came back from a cruise. He thinks I stole the towels because I said they were very fluffy.
He said they were so fluffy. He said they were so fluffy he couldn't get his suitcase closed.
It wasn't Carnival. It was,
yeah, whatever. It was...
Okay, anyway, this hour's keyword is play. P-L-A-Y, play. So download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword play for your chance to win the statewide contest.
And speaking of which, who's going to be playing at 1:30 today on WISS?
Right. The Brewers, right? Absolutely. Brewers taking on Brewers, the Yankees. We've got tickets for you this hour. That's the prize, Brewers tickets. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text the word play, and you have until 8 o'clock to do that. Again, we need all of of our listeners to download the Civic Media app.
Come on, do it for us.
And play along.
Enough about you, people.
We want you to win.
You feel better doing things for others, which in this case would be me and Jim, than you will for yourself.
See, because they get to win, but we compete with the other morning programs on Civic Media.
And they kind of rub it in our nose that we didn't do too well last time.
So, and we were telling them how we...
Despite our greatest efforts.
And maybe being a little bit overconfident. All right. But all right, we're going to get it this time. So anyway,
Kim.
Keyword play, send it in.
Kim, you brought up a great point during the break. I mentioned the word post-traumatic stress. You use another word to kind of align with that. Or another phrase, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so everybody's heard of post-traumatic stress disorder. But what happens with veterans when they go through the kind of therapies and stuff that we're going to offer, they find something called post-traumatic growth. So when you go through those traumas and you process them, you're stronger than a person who hasn't been through those traumas.
That's a great
point.
So
that's why I wanted to emphasize post-traumatic growth. And with all the programs we're going to be offering, they will be able to find their post-traumatic growth. All the employment, we have 4 different employment agencies coming on site, you know, Job Service, Forward Services, Mission Wisconsin. We have 6 different agencies that want to hire our veterans on the spot.
Wow.
And one of our categories is you have to work and or volunteer for at least 20 hours a week. They have to agree to that. They have to sign that. And so we are going to offer them, you know, possibilities for that and meaningful employment that they like.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
And then you talked about when they're there not working, there's going to be things to do. You got the community room. Talk about some other amenities that they can enjoy. Besides what we've talked about, the camaraderie is so important in that.
Right. So we have people who want to come and do art therapy, woodworking classes. We're going to have a shop with woodworking classes. Horse therapy. The horses are going to come on site.
Right.
Dog therapy. I'm a counselor, so I can help with that.
The gardens?
Gardens, yep. Jake's going to come and do gardens.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an important part.
And not only is it going to be an important part, but it's really where you're starting this whole project, right, with the community room? What's the first thing you're going to be building there?
No, we're going to be building some of the homes first off.
Oh, you are. All right, yep. And then the community room.
Yep.
And then
yep.
All right.
Yep.
Do you have a sponsor for the community room yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
What about for the museum?
Not yet, John.
All right.
Just ask them.
They're holding that for you, John.
I know.
I got a feeling they're waiting for the money. So
it's on the way. It's so on.
I have to tell you, there is one group that's interested in it. So
it was the museum.
Yeah.
You tell me who they are.
Or the office. No, I can't tell you.
Oh.
Gail, I use that strategy too once in a while. You know, there's somebody else looking at that.
That was a strategy.
Well, it may work.
Hey, you want to go up Friday night? Because I got another girl that might want to go out with me.
Really?
So who is it? Well, I don't really.
So, Kim, with all these things you've been working on, you said 2.5 years, which I guess, come to think of it, is 2.5 years. You really feel you'll be in the ground this summer?
I do. I really do. Yep. I think we have to have that perspective no matter what happens.
That's
we
true.
Have to keep pushing on, you know.
That's great.
And your first phase is 4 homes or what?
7.
7?
7. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's...
And who's doing the actual construction?
Well, that kind of ties into the theme of today. Chad Button's going to be doing the framing for the units.
Okay.
His dad was a Vietnam veteran.
Yep.
You know, he went on the honor flight.
Right.
And then he kind of just firmed up that relationship with the military and everything.
We've had Chad in here, haven't
yes.
we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can ask for a better guy.
Yep. Yeah. And we're finding that there's so many connections especially with the Vietnam veterans.
Right.
Either spouses that we've met. And we hear more stories from the sons and the daughters and the spouses of these veterans than we do from some of the veterans themselves. But we were honored to be able to talk to the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter 224 in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And that is a humbling experience.
Yep.
You're in a room with 25 Vietnam veterans. Each one of them would stand up and say where they're deployed, their years of service. I mean, if you don't walk out of that room humbled, there's something wrong with you.
In terms of the people, you're surprised at the, not surprised, but you're very pleased with the donations you're getting, the support you're getting. Once it's open, people are going to want to come there and drop off food and clothes. And you know, I deal with that and you got to manage that a little bit, but I just, you know, do you have an on-site manager or someone going to be kind of coordinating? Because I think the people are going to want to do more once it's built than you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I think so too. Gail and I will be on site as much as possible. We're going to have other like squad leaders that'll be there also. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of do that. Our goal is after 3 years, we're going to hopefully have an endowment fund and we're going to be hiring an executive director So that's somebody awesome else will be on site.
And okay, we have about 250 people on our volunteer list.
That's fantastic. I mean, every single thing is in place. You know, just ready for the...
Ready to go.
The yeah starting gun.
Yeah, right. I was going to tell you, we have a couple of mortgage companies that want to help them after they get, after they're done with our program. So Christy Van Lannen, who just got the number
huge
three...
huge award.
Veterans yep Loan Officer Award.
Yep.
So she's going to be coming on site, helping them find housing, along with Kathy Kolbeck.
I went on a mission with Christy in Baghdad, outside a little village outside of Baghdad. And I've never seen anything like it. How people don't understand the role female veterans have in war. These kids and these women, it was like Christmas for them when she walked through the door. Mm-hmm. It was kids just running up and jumping in her arms. And then, but a guy couldn't do it. But she breached that certain thing between cultures. She was magnificent. And she was in Baghdad, which was the most dangerous place, literally, on the face of the earth. And she went out there. She was unbelievable. I can't say enough good things about Christy Van Lannen.
Yeah.
She's awesome. One quick thing. Tell me about this.
Okay, so we're having a fundraiser April 5th at the Duck Creek Pub in Howard. This is for funds to raise money for our 11th home.
Okay.
For the AMVETS Post 57. So you can win $1,500 gift card from Pelkins, $500, $200, and four $100s. You don't have to be there to win. There's places where you can buy the tickets, like at the Duck Creek Pub. We're also having a silent auction and basket raffles.
Can I keep this?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Kim and Gail,
guys,
behind you.
God bless.
All the way.
Thank you so much.
Joel. I've been
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Amid stalled negotiations and an approaching deadline for use of a $15 million grant from the Wisconsin Department of Administration, the new Shipyard District sent an open letter to the Brown County Board of Supervisors this week, urging them to come to an agreement soon and relocate the coal piles from the banks of the Fox River to the former Pulliam Power Plant site. The letter says the coal pile sites represent the district's most significant public and mixed-use development opportunity. The Brown County Board of Supervisors recently rejected C. Rice's offer to purchase the former Pulliam Power Plant site, which is integral to the plan to move the coal piles away from the waterfront in downtown Green Bay. School districts around the state have referendum questions on Tuesday's ballot. Four new Wisco school districts are asking voters to approve a capital or operational referendum. One is asking for both. West De Pere School is asking voters to approve a $9.925 million referendum to improve and expand the school's trade education facilities. Manitowoc is asking for a $25 million referendum to fund building maintenance and upgrades. Shiocton has two referendums on the ballot, one to issue $23.5 million in debt for building and facility improvements, and another for $9.1 million to fund an addition to a gymnasium. Finally, the Oshkosh Area School District is asking for a $197.8 million referendum for the construction of a new middle school and renovations at three elementary schools. The Washera County Sheriff's Office has released the identity of skeletal remains discovered in the town of Leon on March 13th. They say the remains are those of 33-year-old Tiffany Schneider. Reports say she's been missing since June. The Washera County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation into her death. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget our break in the spring text to win statewide contest is on until 8 o'clock this hour. Your chance to win Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets today and also qualify for the grand prize, a Queen mattress set from Verlo, including a mattress, sheets, and more. This hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y. Download that Civic Media app and the Apple or Google stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. That way, Jim and John get the credit on that. But text the word play before 8 o'clock for your shot to win. Your next chance to play coming up this morning at 11 o'clock with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach on Matt Nair on Air. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Very special thanks to all the great guests we've had so far. Jake Vandenplas, Door County Farm for Vets. We're going to be talking a lot more about the amazing projects he's got going on to help local veterans. We had Kim and Gail Knorr, of course, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, trying to get that fantastic complex built. Joel Alec, Brown County Veterans Services Office, who probably, I'd like to know how many different topics have walked through your doors over the years, Joe, of what people need help on?
As county veteran service officers, and there's tribal veteran service officers also. There's 72 of us and 11 tribal veteran service officers. And, we handle everything from A to Z.
That's what I mean, man. You never know what's going to walk through the
door. We're
kind
of the cog in the wheel. if we don't know it, we'll find it. Get them a good resource. And we're fellow veterans, right? We're all in our office. We're all veterans. Some offices have veterans and non-veterans, but to be a county veteran service officer, you have to be a veteran.
And being in Brown County, you get a lot of folks to deal with.
Yeah, we're a high volume office. We get about 15,000 veterans in the county, about 5,000 widows. So we file 7 compensation claims a day in our office every day. Every year.
Is there, with the plethora of things you offer, we've talked about everything from medical to the psychological to financing to housing. Anything that is taking more time? Is there an issue that needs more addressing right now that you're hearing that wasn't there 5 years ago?
Well, it's the compensation disability claims. Because the VA continues to add more conditions that they recognize to the compensation disability. And again, we talked about it before in August of 22, the PACT Act was signed. That opened the door for all. Now, get this.
Say what the PACT Act was first, Joe.
So it was legislation that expanded recognition of toxic exposure in the military.
Burn pits.
Right. So we got burn pits, but it's everything.
Right.
So that was the, we didn't realize that when they signed it, that if you were exposed to firefighting foam, I was working with an individual that was on a Hawk missile system, and they used a dry cleaning solvent to clean the missile system that's got TCE and PCE in it. That's the same chemical that was in the groundwater in Camp Lejeune.
Wow.
So that causes cancers. So any toxic exposure, and yes, the burn pits, the particulate matter in the Gulf War in Afghanistan and Iraq. So you name any toxic exposure, and you feel you have conditions related to that, you should be calling our county veteran service officer offices.
And every county has one, right, Joe? An office.
Every county has one, and look, I would throw out our number 920-448-4450. And make sure that you sit down at least once a year with your county veteran service officer or tribal veteran service officer, and just make sure they expanded VA healthcare. They expanded where Agent Orange was used. So prior PACT Act, it was just Vietnam, 12 nautical miles outside of Vietnam in the waters of Vietnam. But they opened up the Guam and Cambodia and Laos. So there's so many more veterans that are entitled to it. And let's not forget, veterans have passed away from these conditions, and you have widows that may be entitled to their own compensation because their husband or their spouse died from exposure to these chemicals or Agent Orange.
I hate to say this, but what if it's passed on to like kids or grandkids?
Right. There is only spina bifida is recognized for that genetic pass on.
Okay.
But it's good knowledge for the kids to understand that there is genetic damage. There is a website called Vietnam Children of Vietnam Veterans, and they've recognized over 300 conditions. You can't get compensation for that, but for healthcare, it's good to know that Agent Orange did cause genetic damage, which was passed on to the children.
So there's 15,000 veterans in our county and 5,000 widows. You make a good point of checking in once a year because things have changed.
They change. You can
get
yes.
Sometimes when people get denied, it's over. They don't. They think the industry, whatever. They're not gonna. They don't realize that they've made some changes for the better. So to get them back, do you have? Because I talk to veterans as well, not as many as Johnny does, but they sometimes don't know. They just don't know.
Exactly.
And education is where I probably spend a little bit more time.
Or, another thing, I'll be honest with you, that I've gotten from guys, like Vietnam guys, they did go maybe years and years ago, and it got terrible service.
Yeah.
And they're like, bleep that. I'm not going back. True, Joe?
Exactly. They've either, you know, their claim was denied or they, I just talked to a veteran, Vietnam veteran, this week, had a bad experience, unfortunately. And, you know, just was refusing to apply. And then he talked to some of his fellow veterans and they convinced him to apply. He goes, well, I'm going to get what I'm entitled. And yeah, they should get what they're entitled. Right. And so if you, you know, had a bad experience or you were denied, you know, it's good to circle back, check up, you know, let's relook at that claim. Let's relook at what was denied and see if there's a open door that we can, reapply, and reopen that claim. And yeah, I mean, you know, there was veterans who were denied heart disease that never came back. And that, you know, that was added to the list in 2010. Right. And they should be reapplying or if they died from that heart disease, their widows should be applying.
Right. And there's things with education as for the kids.
Oh, for like education, going to college, right, and things like that. Yeah. So
and that's good for the
veteran.
But it's for their kids, yeah,
and the children.
Does everybody know that? I just think
no, they don't know.
No,
that.
They don't know that.
No, I have a study. The VA did a study, and over 50% of veterans are unaware of their benefits. And so, for a state of Wisconsin, every veteran was awarded 128 free credits at all UW tech schools and colleges. Okay. So if your GI Bill is gone or done or eliminated, you still have education. If you get service connected at 30%, right? You have a condition at from the service that the VA grants you 30% service connected disability. Not only do you get compensation, every child in your household gets 128 free
That's
credits.
That's a phenomenal.
And your spouse gets
think
it.
About that at TC, right? That's
right.
Where I teach
it. Right. Yeah.
I mean, 2 years there can be life changing.
Yeah, life changing.
Oh my
right.
God! It's right. It's they right. they get good jobs. They get insurance. Yeah. They get vacation. It's yeah. just.
And if the veteran gets 100% service connected,
right,
then you get a federal payment on top of that. So you go to school for free, no tuition, and you get $1,500 a month to go to school.
That's fantastic.
Wrap yep. that around.
That's fantastic. I know that. I just know that some of these students and they need to look at that because
right.
even though TC is a really good value, it's still money.
It still costs money. Right. Right.
So I sure. think
you know another
great.
Thing though too, Joe. Is, I mean, you guys have to get this information out, but I think some of the people. And again, this has been, you know, fluid. It's like things change all the time, all
right.
the time.
That's a good
all the time.
Fluid situation.
But you know what? It doesn't hurt anything to just make an appointment with you guys. Just walk through the door and people just call it up on their computer and it's like there. But I've had, again, Vietnam vets
yes.
just discouraged over the years.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like that now.
Right. You don't even have to make an appointment. Just call. Okay. We do 90% of our work right over the phone. Veteran calls for hearing loss or ringing
in
ears.
Can I just say one more thing? I just want to get through, and I've mentioned this before. A good friend of mine might be listening. He and his wife finally said, I'm going to come to your next session with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy would ask him, how you doing? And he goes, oh, good. And she wants to tear her hair out. No, you're yeah. not. Please yeah. be honest for once in your life. I live with this.
Yeah,
be
right.
honest to these people.
Yeah.
Do you find that still?
Oh, yes. The veteran is we mitigate our symptoms. We mitigate the things we're suffering from. We put our church face on. Right.
Exactly.
And, but in the dark of the night, we were thinking about things that happened in the service and the spouses know.
Exactly.
Right? So
you can't hide it from them. You can't fool them.
No. Well, you can't when you're living with someone. But so, yeah, we encourage there's free counseling available. You can get compensated for that. And, you know, if you want to do it for yourself, do it for your spouse.
Absolutely.
I think that's great what you said, and I'm not sure how the other 71 offices operate, but to have all veterans there I think is a huge step because, you know, as much as we have respect for them, they don't relate to someone like me as much as they would relate to someone who's in service.
You know, through the year I've been doing this, I'm the longest serving veterans officer in the state, and you know, if you've never been to basic training, you just don't understand.
Right. And it doesn't matter what, you know, sometimes we, oh well, Air Force, I was in the Marines versus
it's still basic
let me tell
training.
You something
yeah.
your head spins, you're 18 19 yeah. years old, I don't care when you step off yeah. that bus, your head starts swimming and you're in a different world, aren't you?
Yeah, it's it was 1983 for me. I'm standing there thinking what did I sign?
Right.
What, you know, it was midnight when we got there in San Antonio and Lackland Air Force Base, and big 6'7" training instructor, TI, screaming at us, and you're like, what did I
can't
did
click
I make
your
a
heels,
mistake
huh?
here?
And that, it's funny because
there's no refunds.
I've asked guys that. I'm like, when did you? You know, it seems like everybody has admitted. It's like, oh man, I made a mistake. When did that happen? And he goes, literally when I stepped off the bus.
Oh,
they
yeah.
owned me yeah. the second I stepped off yeah. that bus until I stepped on another bus to go home.
Yeah, 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 it was a shocker.
And at 19, you know, I can yeah. see that. That's yeah, a
I was
tough...
18.
Wow.
18, you know, I went to Promontory O'Hare
yep.
and graduated in June. In September, I was sitting in...
Did you have Sarge Bateen for ROTC?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't have ROTC?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I was a hockey player.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe, we're going to talk more about the different things happening here.
Sure.
Joe Alec, Brown County Veterans Service Office. We're devoting this entire day to veterans' causes and everything.
Awesome.
And I just want you to open your book up and tell us some of the... We're asking you a lot of questions. You tell us some of the things that you want people to know, because it's the same questions you probably get on a regular basis. So here you got a nice forum,
right?
You know, of people listening. We want you to give your side of everything. Is that cool?
Hey, I will.
All right, okay, Joe Alec, Brown County Veteran Service Office, back right after this.
Driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. 10 more miles on his 4-day run.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
They're gonna light the whole flame, doing what they please, leaving every other behind. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. 10 more miles on his 4-day run. A few more songs.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, which is going to carry your Milwaukee Brewers game against the New York Yankees today at 1:30 on WISS.
Just one more plug, John, real quick for this.
Go ahead. We got eight minutes.
We got 8 minutes, and this is the Break into Spring Texas statewide contest, right? There's all these great things you can win. This hour's keyword, we mentioned it a couple times, but just for those of you who haven't texted in yet, this hour's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y. So all you got to do is download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send in the keyword play for your chance to win in this statewide contest. There's some great prizes, and selfishly, Johnny, tell them, we need
help, folks. We don't, you know, normally you'd say, I got too much pride to ask for help. We don't have pride.
We don't know.
We don't know that.
We
are chromosomal.
Right.
Wrong. We don't have that.
Yeah. We're on bended knee.
Absolutely.
For those of you who aren't on video.
Because
which means you won't be getting back up. We'll have to help them back up if they're down on bended knee.
We're working on it, though.
Yeah, that's not even a lie. I wouldn't, yeah. But please help us. And it's not for some rich. It's just for our own company. It's our own peeps. We want to beat them.
Right. And it's sometimes
nothing against them. They're nice people, but we want to kick their.
Sometimes more fun beating the home team.
Absolutely. Beat our own teammates.
Right.
Exactly. It's like when you're sitting the bench and on a team, not that I'd be like this, and you want the guy that's playing ahead of you to get hurt.
Yeah. Okay. That's not like you at all, John. He's the only guy I know. He's never shaken hands after a game.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
You told me you didn't.
I totally shook hands after a game.
What? You said you never did.
When I lost.
Oh, when you lost.
So
gotcha.
Loser.
When I won, I shook.
I bet you did.
I did.
Oh, God, that is even worse. I think that's worse than not shaking hands at all.
Joe, what do you think? You're a hockey player.
Well, we always shook hands
always.
After a game.
Well, win or hockey, lose. That's it. You know, I still think
hockey. It's every kid. It's everything.
I don't like those because it's forced.
You know,
I was genuine.
Oh, no, we were genuine after our game.
Yeah. I can imagine you guys are like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why football, they should do that after the game. Everybody should shake.
Yeah. I think it's great sportsmanship. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
But there are some there's a little voice that's starting to pop up. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Because did you see the other night, which one of the games, the girls got in a fight afterwards?
Yeah.
There's another one where the girl didn't want to go shooting, and the coach grabbed her by the ponytail. Did you see that one?
Well, you undo that.
No, but so there are some little bit of things. Hey, maybe...
Maybe we got to learn to be a little bit more respectful. Right. Don't stop doing it.
No. It's called etiquette.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And we don't want to lose that.
No.
Right?
No, I agree.
When you're in the...
I'm not saying...
Back to the
you're
silos.
You're in the field of play. You're... Right. You're
I was... There's no... I was 16. I was a hothead. I was whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've matured. Now I would stand in line and shake hands with anybody.
Yeah, this goes back to people don't change.
Yeah, I'd like to see you lose an election and see what your concession phone call is like.
That is true. I thought about
that. I
can
just imagine what your phone call is like.
John, you're right. I'll shut up. Okay, Joe.
Professional.
Yeah.
Joe, you do great things as in the county for veterans. What are some of the things you're working on now? And I think when we went to break, we're saying, like, how can we help you do what you want to do?
Yeah, you know, the thing is we have to remember – mental health is a big thing. We always got to put that at the top of the list, and we're always reaching out. We're doing some initiatives to reach out to the community in general and veterans for mental health. We have 17 a day in our nation still taking their life because they're struggling, and there's resources available. 988 press 1 for veterans. There's always someone there 24/7, 365 to talk to.
Want to jump in on one thing you just said, though. Everybody, okay, when you think about that, you think of young vets who went through something traumatic in Afghanistan or Iraq. It's not.
No, it's all age groups.
It's all age groups.
Yes. Yeah, and the tendency is kind of the older age groups because we track, all the statistics in the county. And you get older, maybe you're lonely. And you're struggling with things, and you have a lot of time to think, and those memories come back, and you feel like you're backed in a corner, but you're not. 988 press 1. Again, we're there. 920-448-4450.
And I gotta say one more thing is in regards to the older. What I've gotten from some guys is they raised their families, they had their job, worked their butts off, yada yada yada. Then they retire. And all of a sudden, their mind isn't on these things every day,
Right, you're distracted no more.
Exactly, right? And that's when it comes back, right?
Yeah.
You start thinking too much.
Exactly.
And then what the problem is with people my age, you don't feel like you've accomplished anything.
Right.
And it's not true because you don't see the things you've done like your wife or your kids see it. But anyway, that's where counseling can come in.
And the mechanisms you use to run from those memories, you're not using anymore, or... Just your subconscious, your mental health is getting weaker, right? And I've had, back in the early days, World War II veterans walk in and just start crying in our office. And they're like, what's wrong with me? And I said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just older. The mechanisms you used are weakening. It's like when you get a sliver, the body wants to go back to homeostasis, right? And it's going to push that sliver out. I've had veterans with shrapnel coming out of their body from World War II, Vietnam, because the body wants to come back to homeostasis and balance. And so, they're forced then to go talk to those counselors and try to work through that and get through that. Once you get to the other side, you're like, well, what? I didn't do this sooner.
Their jobs and their families were a buffer to what they used to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Joe, this is fascinating
the good
stuff.
Work, Joe. Yes,
always great
we
having you in
buddy.
Here. You were doing really, really,
we're
really
all there
important
for
work. Yeah. I know you
just
are.
Give us a call.
Give us
all
a number.
920-448-4450.
What was your motto? If you got a question, ask Joe.
No, you don't know where to go, right?
Skip the trip. Give us a call. Let your fingers do the walking.
But the other one was, if you don't know where to go, go to Joe.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. If you want to know, call Joe.
If you want to know, that's what it was.
That's right.
I love that. Joe Hollick, Brown County Veteran Service. We come back. We got Jake and Brandon from the dispensary about a great thing they're going to be sponsoring for Vietnam vets. Back after this.
On the road again. On the road again.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.